always yes. Let David and his team guide you through the process of creating a personalized estate plan to protect your legacy for your family. Today is the day to make that happen. Don't wait another day. Call David Green at 271-7940, that's 271-7940, or visit greenlaw.legal to start securing your legacy today.
One size doesn't fit all. Don't make a mistake you'll regret for the rest of your life. Get the plan that fits you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Ladies and gentlemen, could I please have your attention?
It's time for Out of Bounds.
Two beauties!
With William Quackenbush.
Slow your roll. The show goes till three, loser.
And Ben Milstead.
My gosh, we need an intervention for you.
Be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold them out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson. Touchdown! Hunter Renfro. Little man makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out on the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold.
Clemson's going to the Elite Eight.
Out of Bounds.
The center fielder at the wall.
Doesn't have the accuracy.
He hit it.
It's a 56-yard field goal to send Clemson to the playoffs.
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
It's time.
All right, let's do this. Match point, touchdown, etc.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We are live on the Roar on a Monday, September 22nd, 2025. Thanks so much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead, live inside the Upcountry Fiber Studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. Excited to be here today. Well, I'm prepared. I am prepared to be here today, I would say. Is less than excited, but prepared. I guess you got to rip the Band-Aid off at some point and have this show. Ben Mills said, how are you today, sir?
I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Texter already
fine.
Got in.
Texter wanted to know if I'm fine. Yes, I'm fine. Thank you for asking. Another Texter asked if there's Tiger Hour tonight. There is, 8 to 9 right here. They're doing it on this bye week, but not the next bye week, if I remember correctly. So, 8 to 9, Coach Sweeney will be on, and you can text in your questions then, not now. So
you can text them now, but they probably won't get read now or then.
Yeah.
So I would not do that. Can I tell you something? Yeah. The first two texts I saw on the Adams Gerving text line today, I thought about Dabo when he's like, I know things are bad when people are texting me, they're praying for me or sending me devotionals.
Mm-hmm.
The first two texts are like, hey, man, I really feel bad that you guys have to do this today. So I feel like y'all are giving us that treatment. That's funny.
Texters know there hasn't been any live calls for a couple of years now, so there will not be calls tonight. On that front, too, I did see this little rumor floating around. Coach Sweeney has a teleconference at 5:30 today with the media. 1,000% customary in a bye week. He does a teleconference every single Sunday when there's a game. When there's not a game, he moves that to Monday to split the difference between the Sunday teleconference and the Tuesday press conference. So the Monday 5:30 teleconference, so is been scheduled for about a month now, so you can tune in to your favorite print media after 5:30 and read all that he had to say then. So there you go.
People are not going to let us have fun today, I don't think. I don't need permission to have fun, buddy. I'm going to do my best. What's the best thing you saw this weekend? I know it's really nothing from like 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday, so we can just block that one out.
There was some good football on Saturday. There wasn't any really local, but there was some good football Saturday. You know, I got to see you at 6 a.m. That was great.
We had a great pregame show.
You did have a good pregame show. You know, a little bit heavy, but the best thing I saw all weekend, if I open it up beyond sports, Charlie Kirk's memorial.
Incredible.
It was a it was one of the better revival services that I have seen. So, if I'm being truthful, that is the answer to that question. It was, you know, on the football field, there were a lot of good performances this weekend. And the what was that? What else? I lost my train. Oh, I tell you something else good I saw. Back to, how about our Reds?
Yes!
Reds. Hey, can I add to that? Our Reds and our Colts.
Yes, our Colts. Oh, punted one time in three games, Ben. One punt.
Listen, there was some really bad football, and I'm sure we're going to spend the most of the day talking about some bad football today. But don't lose the – I don't want this to be lost on anyone. The worst football this weekend was my Atlanta Falcons. Holy cow. What in the – that's why I say my Colts.
I'm jumping on the quad board. We're taking them.
Bandwagon here.
This time last year I was out, so I'm glad to be in this year. I was saying my Falcons this time last year.
That's the worst. I realize the stakes were not as high. That's as bad as the way that you lost in the Super Bowl. It's worse in a way. That was terrible.
They allowed like 220 yards and got absolutely rolled out of the building.
Michael Penix, about halfway through the game, like just threw up the peace sign. He's like, I'm done. Talk to y'all later. Tapping
out.
Get
me out of here. Get me out. He pulled the old Anthony Richardson like, whoo-hoo. Whoo, buddy. I was going to say the Reds. The best thing I saw this weekend is the Cincinnati Reds win a second 1-0 game of the weekend against the Cubs. They've won five in a row. Their second four-game sweep of the Chicago Cubs in 42 years to tie them with the New York Mets, over whom they have the tiebreaker. If the playoffs started today, our Cincinnati Reds will be traveling to Los Angeles.
They have a tiebreaker over the Los Angeles?
They have over the Mets.
Over the Mets. That's what I thought.
They have tiebreakers over the Mets. They have tiebreakers over the Diamondbacks. They have tiebreakers over the Giants. They literally have tiebreakers over everybody beneath them.
Why did you say Los Angeles?
Because they would be heading to Los Angeles to play a three-game wild card series.
Okay.
Oh, man. And they were dead in the water. 1 week ago, they had lost 2 out of 3 to the Athletics, and they were one game under 500. And I was ready to move on to football, Ben. And they, just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in, as the classic line says.
For the conspiracy theory people on our text line, Tim Bray does add the Monday teleconference dates back at least 30 years, so during the bye week. So there you go. But I'm sure there'll be some good nuggets come out of that. So again, check your local Clemson coverage website, and I'm sure you'll have lots of good details there about Coach Swaney. And then you can tune in 8 to 9 tonight and hear what he has to say with Don Munson.
654-ROAR if you'd like to join us, and I'm sure you do. On the phones or on the Adams Curving text line today, 654-7627. You know, you're talking about press conferences. I have a lot to say. I have a lot of thoughts. I have some thoughts that probably you would expect me to have, and I'm probably gonna say some things you wouldn't expect today. I've been talking a lot about idols at church, and I was thinking about, like, there's some golden calves on this football team, like some people that aren't being criticized that I'm gonna. I rewatched the first half, and there's some people who feel immune from criticism. There are some people who are getting all the criticism that I think are being hung out to dry by other people who are not hearing a word. So I want to talk about that a little bit later.
I think you and I are on the same page there, and we can agree that if you're still focusing on an individual player, you're probably missing the big picture here, because this is a system-wide issue. This is no longer about one person. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay.
I would. Now, there are some people who are uniquely and particularly either qualified or positioned to step into some voids that have been reluctant to do so. I think that is true.
Sure.
But just because that is true doesn't mean that everybody else just stands around and watches. Here are the things that are... scoreboard notwithstanding, yardage notwithstanding. I mean, I tweeted out the success rate stats. To me, Saturday was not about any stat, okay? You might have looked at that first quarter defense and gone, oh, my. Like, Clemson at one point was on pace to give up 780 yards. And then the first play of the second quarter, they gave up a touchdown. And they'd given up, 24 points in 15 minutes and 3 seconds or whatever? I mean, or maybe 17 at that point. Here's what Saturday was about to me. Saturday was about coming out flat for the fourth consecutive game. Falling behind by at least a touchdown in all four games. I think they're the only team in the country that's true of. The only team in the Power Four that's true of. That they've trailed by at least a touchdown all four games. It is about things like, for example, coaches telling players to beware of the surprise onside kick and half of that front line on your kick coverage still turning and running. It is about a ball bouncing at the 5-yard line, a punt, where you're trying to pin the opponent deep, and two players watching it bounce, and then rather than trying desperately to stand on the goal line and bat it back into play, one of those players catches the ball for some reason, and like he doesn't know what to do with it. Like he's never, like it's not been practiced. It is about, to me, spending 5 seconds at the end of the first half, when you could use a timeout, you don't use a timeout. And that 5 seconds is a play to potentially set up a field goal. It is about, with 7 seconds left, after you run a draw and it goes for 38 yards, spiking the ball, and then the entire offensive unit, the quarterback, calling the players over to the sideline, several coaches walking over as if a timeout has been called and needing to be told by people outside the huddle that the play clock is running. Then you run a play designed to get a few yards to get in field goal range, drop the pass, and then you run a Hail Mary where 3 of the 4 receivers on the field are less than 6 feet tall. Now, why do I point out all those things? It's because all of those things are a collective failure by everybody involved in the operation from the very top on down. This is not a well-coached football team. If it were not Clemson, we would tell you that. And in order to be truth-tellers and to have respect in this audience, we need to be able to tell you that. That if this were some other team in some far-flung place or some other conference, we would tell you that a team that comes out flat 4 times and makes those types of mental mistakes, we would say that is a poorly coached football team. This is a football team on offense right now that looks like it is operating in silos. I'm not even saying it's bad. There is no collective body language on offense. There is no rallying effect on offense. There is a play and then a break and then a play and then a break. On defense, there are so many busts and so many times when personnel gets physically overwhelmed that if I were Tom Allen, it would give me headaches every day of the week trying to figure out how in the world am I going to coordinate a defensive plan with what I have to work with. I just, as you said, Ben, you can isolate on individual plays, individual people, but the highest paid guys on the roster are getting crushed, and I think they should be getting crushed. But it is not just about the highest paid guys in the roster. And it is not just about inserting a nameless, faceless player Because one of the issues is that there's not a next man up on this team in too many places. And I say all that to say, I'm not mad today. I'm just disappointed that that's what you got on Saturday.
When I was a kid, that was the worst thing my dad could have ever said to me. I'm not mad at you. I'm just disappointed in you. And that hurt the most. And then as a parent, feeling, you know, we all screw up saying that to my kids, that's the worst feeling. So I think that's where a lot of folks are today. There's also a lot of mad out there still.
A lot of mad. Yeah. There are some things that made me mad, but I think generally it's very disappointing. I think Dabo Swinney is very disappointed. That was the coach that cried on the field during the alma mater, which he kind of answered that question, like, I hurt when we lose and all, I'm in this community, like, it hurts for the fans, whatever. He doesn't respond that way. I think that was a guy who was just deflated and wrung out and disappointed.
Listen, and I completely believe him when he says that. It doesn't change things, obviously, but yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt he was hurting. But yeah, let's talk some more about that.
We certainly will. We'll talk to you about it.
There's a lot of people hurting today.
Oh, 100%. 654 ROAR is the number. Hour one of the program continues right after this.
When you wake up well rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I am just like my mother.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's Mattress Firm's once-a-year sale and clearance. Get up to 70% off a wide selection of top brands, plus a free adjustable base, all with free and fast delivery. Deals this big won't last long, so don't miss out. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
The show continues after this quick timeout. Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it. Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace.
Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Chapatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
In 1977, Bo started frying chicken so full of real Southern flavor, folks are still talking. They say it's the bold seasoning and hand breading that make our chicken the crispiest, the juiciest, the Carolina legend. Legends last, but this $5.99 leg and thigh deal won't. It's Bo time.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Ever tried calling an insurance company after a wreck or work injury? Press 1 for confusion, press 2 for excuses, press 3 to never speak to a human again. I'm Trey Mills with the Trammell & Mills Law Firm, and we don't play those games. If you've been injured, we take on the insurance company so you don't have to. You focus on the healing, and we'll handle the headaches. Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at tram1mills.com. We don't let them mess around and get away with it.
Have you envisioned your dream home nestled on a breathtaking lakeside property? Hunter Quinn Homes can make your vision a reality with our HomeSites program. With HomeSites, you can build on your land by customizing one of our award-winning floor plans to suit your style, making it uniquely yours. Don't settle for cookie cutter. Our experienced local team will guide you every step of the way, ensuring a stress-free process. Search for Hunter Quinn HomeSites online and start building your dream home in the upstate, one exquisite detail at a time.
Welcome to Only Murders in the Building,
the official podcast.
Join me, Michael Ciro Creighton, as we go behind the scenes with some of the amazing actors, writers, and crew from season 5.
The audience should never stop suspecting anything.
How can you not be funny crawling around on a coffin?
No, that's true.
Catch Only Murders in the Building, official podcast, premiering September 9th, wherever you get your podcasts. And watch Only Murders in the Building, streaming on Hulu and Hulu on Disney Plus for bundle subscribers. Terms apply.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to The Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download The Roar app on your phone by searching WCCPFM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
I don't need a whole lot of money. I don't need a big fine car. I got everything that a man could want. I got more.
All right, hour one continues out of bounds. 654 Roar, you want to get in? We've got a couple already on hold. We'll go to Ren and Buddy here in just a moment. First, let me tell you about our friends at Buff City Soap. I love going on Buff City Soap's website to see what's new. And you know they say, Ben, what's old is new again. They have brought back body butter. It was gone. They brought it back.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, man. I always put that in little gift, like goodie bags for like Mother's Day or Christmas for my mom or something. So I'm glad that body butter has returned. Also, the dish soap and the multi-service cleaner, that is new. And then all the stuff you're already aware of, also there in ample supply. Two locations, shops at Green Ridge, Harwell Village, always open, buffcitysoap.com.
Before we're going to be there October 4th, by the way, at the Clemson location.
Yes, we are.
For the first week of Tigers for Tatas, and I will just go ahead and remind people now, cancer doesn't care if you won or lost the football game. It's still going to march on. So we still look forward to seeing you there and helping support that worthy cause.
I'm excited about Tigers for Tatas. Yeah, I think it's going to be great.
I said that, you know, you're at a more of a system-wide problem now. You got to move beyond, you know, a player here, player there. Can we go back just a little bit? Because I think we're all at different places, but you know what I said all summer long, Quark, that this was a team that was two plays away from being 1-5 against Power 4 out of their last six last year. I mean, all the talk about one play away, you were one play away two different times in the SMU game. And the Pitt game, you were one play away from being 1-5 against Power 4 schools. And I say one play in SMU because if that game goes to overtime, there's not a person on this planet that thinks Clemson's winning that game in overtime.
That's right.
The way momentum had swung. That means you were 1-8 at this point now in Power 4. And even if you want to give them those two plays, you're 3-6. So the expectations, and again, I'm not here to say I told you so, but I did not participate in that all summer. I said I got to wait and see it because I just did not think this team was that good last year. If we're being honest with ourselves, a kick in the ACC championship clouded all of our judgment on what this team was coming in. They were average as grits last year. They just were. They were average as grits. But that kick puts you into the playoff, and then we all convince ourselves that everything is great and sing kumbaya and move on, and Everything's great. It's not great. It wasn't great then, and it's not great now. And, you know, we half jokingly talked about rat poison all summer. Do they not look like a team that read headlines all year? I mean, when you're told how great you are, do you need to work hard? And I'm sure this isn't for every player, but, you know, we were told, well, this guy could go number one overall, and this guy's a first-round draft pick, and this kid might win the Heisman, and this might be the best position group since, you know, football was invented. And none of that is even remotely close to being true. And now we act surprised that they've regressed through the season. And then, you know, and all this attention on the LSU game, and you get your heart ripped out there, and you play like you're just going downhill, like you have not recovered from that.
Isn't that their best game so far?
Yeah.
Like, don't you – like, yeah. on the whole, don't you feel like the best game that they played, the game that gave you the most confidence, is the LSU game that we thought, wow, that was a real stinker 3 weeks ago?
And, you know – Coach Sweeney talked after the game about, you know, player that's a hurting locker room. I'm sure that it was. I have no doubt. I know those guys want to win. But you know who else is hurting? And, I mean, we kind of fussed at fans last week. I mean, there's a lot of fans hurting. I talked to people on Friday night, even before the loss quark, like, hey, I spend my vacation budget to come to Clemson on football weekends. I talked to a guy who told me that about 15% of his annual income goes to Clemson.
That's more than church. 15%. God only asked for 10.
Now, you know what? That might not be wise, but that's what he does.
That's right.
So when you talk about hurting, that's not isolated to just the people in the locker room. That is everybody that has a Clemson decal on their car and is sending money to the school and paying for tickets and supporting them in whatever way they can. And then you look at it, you've got a quarterback who can't read the field whatsoever. You got wide receivers who get zero separation. The play breaks down and they stand there and watch. I mean, I was keyed in on that this weekend.
You mentioned to me a number of times, like, watch the scramble.
Yeah, I mean, Cade makes a good decision in scrambling, and everybody just stands there with their hands in their pocket, like with a defender on their back. He's not going to throw it to you when you do that. You got defensive lineman whose only move is just to bull rush up the field. I mean, zero technique, or so it would seem. You got defensive backs who are still getting burned with a 10-yard cushion. I'll give Avion Terrell looked like he responded, like he recovered a little bit from a bad performance last week. Ashton Hampton's going the wrong direction. I mean,
Ashton Hampton got personally and professionally attacked.
Two weeks in a row
by Justice Ross Simmons early and often in the game and never responded.
2 weeks in a row. You've got a running back room where you've had, or so it appears, zero development. You had the number two running back in the nation last year, and you were three games in before Saturday, and he's not good enough to see the field. And you had number five running back the year before that in Eazy-E, and he can't see the field. Peter Woods had more carries than both of those guys.
Not a single recruited scholarship running back had a carry on Saturday. Not one.
There have been zero development in the running back room. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not.
To where you had to bring in a wide receiver to run the ball. And listen, if Adam Randall wouldn't have stuck around, you're really screwed, because Adam Randall's one of the few guys that you see that appears to be giving you max effort. I mean, really, I got nothing bad to say about Adam, but he's not a running back. So I can't be mad at him for not doing running back things. He's learning on the job because you failed at developing other players. You got an offensive line that is the most experienced offensive line I can remember in a long, long time. And in a crucial game, you can't snap the ball correctly. Your guy with the most snaps has, I think, what, three false starts?
Three false starts. Yep.
There's no trade-off there when it's like I've got one. I'm going to get this one guy, and if they change, man, if anybody shifts, then I'm not shifting with. I mean, again, it's more than one player anymore. You got three tight ends, the starting job is there for the taking, and you can't get out of your own way. You all three show signs, and you all three show signs that you have no clue what you're doing.
Seven targets to tight ends out of 58 pass attempts on Saturday. Three tight ends, seven targets.
I just don't. You know, I think you've got a couple of linebackers that are trying. I mean, I think your two linebackers are trying. I thought they were lost on the field Saturday. I do. I watched that back yesterday. I'm like, y'all are running into each other. That's something's wrong there. So it's not just one thing anymore. It's not just one player anymore. I mean, this is who you are right now. And I don't know that anybody has the answer.
That when you say anybody, you literally mean anybody. I think that is something certainly to talk about today. Let's go to Ren, who's up with us next. We got several on hold. We'll get to you. What's up, Ren?
What's going on, Uncle?
We're doing great, man. Hope you're doing well.
Good. Hey, is it possible to get a coordinator out of the portal?
Not right now.
Because something needs to happen along with change, and I think, honestly, for Dabo to get back to the way he used to be, he needs to clean the house minus the defensive coordinator.
I'll say this. With a bye week coming up, I would be kind of surprised if the – and I'm not talking about it has to be a coach, but I mean status quo. Like if there aren't some pretty significant changes made either that, to some degree between now and the North Carolina game. That's based on no information. That's just based on I've watched the last four games. I know how programs are run when it comes to changes. This would be a time if you wanted to make a change just to for change's sake. This would be the time if you're going to do that.
Yeah, I think I don't know if I have the right number, but I think what I heard is that there's 30 former players / family friends on the staff of Clemson right now.
I mean, to me, that might be part of the problem. That is not the whole problem. You've got very professional coaches with great resumes that are doing a poor job. Like you've got national recruits who are doing, like I know you can lean on that, and that, I'm certainly not going to say that's not a factor. It is, but you can't put it all on that as if the guys who are like professional caliber, anybody would have hired and or recruited these guys if they are playing well, and it's the friends and family part that's holding the program back. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I definitely don't put it all on that, but like you know, Garrett Riley's been here for 3 or 4 years and still hasn't found a click to the offense. Like the last time we were actually even looked like a team was the national championship in 2018-19 with the Lawrence. And like ever since then, it's just all regressed and gone downhill. Now, I don't know if it's because I believe personally NIL is part of the problem because Saturday it looked a lot like a lot of those players were playing for the dollar sign and not playing for that ball in the middle of the field.
But, Ren, why would that be? When everybody has NIL, I mean, why would that just be a Clemson thing, you think?
So when it comes to that, I'm not saying it's just a Clemson thing because the NIL is all around college football. But I just feel like it looks like the NIL is getting to some of the players because they're worried about, I don't have to play 110% because I'm getting a paycheck at the end of it, and that's all that matters to me.
Yeah, Ren, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks.
Yeah, and you know what? You might be right. I don't know that you're not. My point is, like, if that is true, then how come that is happening at Clemson and not happening at Tennessee and Ohio State and other places?
You know what's funny to me?
Because everybody would have that challenge, right?
Yes. Now, Seminole Ted is on hold, and we're going to talk to Seminole Ted in a little bit. One of the things I think is fascinating is at Florida State last year, we were told that a lot of players got the bag and they didn't play hard. Well, what did Florida State do? They replaced all the players with new players, gave them bags, and these guys play hard. So it ain't NIL. NIL's not the boogeyman. NIL's like the nameless, faceless blame game, blame shifter. Mm-hmm. But Florida State has used NIL 3 years in a row now to build their roster. And two of those, the players played hard, and one of them they didn't. And you can't just say it's NIL without qualifying it.
Yeah, and you know, and again, I'm not saying people are wrong about how low-level staffers are chosen. I would say that that is more the norm at schools than you think. I mean, these are positions that we used to call GAs. I mean, keep that in mind. With the rules changes, you know, nobody ever cared who your GAs were, and most coaches do use former players for that. When your high-paid assistants are living up to the standard that has been set for them, I will worry. After that, then I will worry about those low-level guys.
I 100% agree. Let's squeeze in Buddy real quick. He's patiently waiting, and we'll take our next break. What's up, Buddy?
Hey, Quark. How you doing?
Good, man. Thanks for getting in.
No problem. This morning's show was pretty thorough, and y'all are going down that road this afternoon trying to diagnose the issues with the football program. And I'm kind of beyond that now. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, we got Dabo, you know, having meltdowns on national television, you know, and I'm just wondering if I'm a football player, if either I'm on and playing for NIL money or I'm on scholarship or what. I mean, I'm wondering what they're thinking. I mean, I don't, it didn't seem to be any kind of filter on Dabo. I just don't understand. Is there not anybody like the athletic director or somebody that, you know, surely somebody's got to have his ear and not to be that arrogant. This morning Mickey made a good point, and this is my chorus of my calling in. Mickey kind of alluded to the fact, well, you know, these players, you know, have got their NIL money. And, they're just going to kind of sit back and try not to get hurt or be assertive. Something's changed. And I think that what Mickey said makes a lot of sense. Do you guys agree?
Yeah. I mean, I don't disagree with anything that Mickey said this morning, to be honest. I heard a lot of his show. I got no disagreements with what he said.
I don't disagree with him, but I just say why would that be different at Clemson and not other schools? And if you think about what Coach Sweeney's approach with NIL has been, is I'm not going to give you the money to come here. You've got to earn the money when you're here, and then I'm going to give it to you. To me, if anything, you'd be more willing to give 100% at Clemson, but it feels like it's the opposite.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I agree with that. I don't know. I thought that we played pretty good against LSU. There were some things that, you know, I think that was more a first game, you know, adjustments and jitters or whatever. But I got real concerned when we got beat by Georgia Tech. And especially after when Dabo went on his rant after that. And have y'all been reading in the paper, USA Today, and some? Did you hear what Coach Saban had to say?
Yeah, we did. We're going to talk about that. Appreciate the phone call, buddy. We got to run to a break. We'll talk about that later. Back to the phones after this. Stay with us.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tata shirt is now available for presale. Every purchase helps support the All In Foundation in the fight against cancer. But we need your help. To make this year's auction our biggest ever, we're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a vacation rental, a unique experience, or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All-In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asks, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security do not call, as Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
If you are a realtor in the upstate of South Carolina, I want to help you close more deals. And here's how I can do that. I'm Mike. I'm the owner of One Tom Plumber, and we are already working with realtors in your area doing the same exact thing. We're the go-to plumbing crew for realtors all across the state of South Carolina because we provide a free same-day quote based on your home inspection report.
Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one. Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education, and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to, study what I want to study, having the Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Hey y'all, Robert Kraft here, owner of Clemson Sock Shop, located inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square. Whether you're looking for funny socks, funky socks, practical socks, or nostalgic socks, we've got you covered. We're a family-owned small business and are sure to carry a sock that will make you and your feet smile. Shop with us Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays until 4 inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square, where it's always buy five, get one free. Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfil-a.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
It's the time, Tiger fans. Football season is here. Make sure your tailgate machine is ready for the season with a trip to Pendleton Tire Company. Whether it's tires, brakes, or that lift kit and wheels you've wanted, Pendleton Tire Company can take care of all your needs.
Hey, Tiger fans. Get ready for football and tailgating on a new set of tires from my daddy at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Listen to Cruz and go see his dad and the team at the Pendleton Tire Company in Pendleton or online at PendletonTire.com.
The Roar, where we're always accepting new listener transfers from the transfer portal 365 days a year. Sorry, Leap Day.
Come on!
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
So you finally found what you're after.
All right, back to the phones. Hour one continues. Out of bounds. Lines are jammed. Actually, one just opened up. You can get in. 654-ROAR is the number. Seminole Ted joins us first here in this segment. Hey, Ted.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yes, look, sir. I empathize with you guys. I was there last season. We went 13-0 and then turn around and go 2-10. And all it takes is 7 or 8 very bad cancers in the locker room, and it destroys your whole team. So we cut it out, brought in another couple of coordinators, changed things up. And I don't know how they're getting those guys to play, but you even look at what they do on a game against lesser opponents. They don't come out to a slow start. They came out and pounded the ball 2 straight games against lesser opponents. Now, I'm looking forward to seeing what happens against Virginia on Friday, but I have no doubt that we're going to play hard and play well. I think, and we don't know what goes on in your locker room and in the facilities, you know, during practices and everything, but I can tell you now, if I was the coach of the Tigers, I'd be playing whoever showed me the most heart, and I don't care about their paychecks. I care about what's best for the team and what's best for the program, and I would let them all know that if you don't play hard for me every single play, when you enter the portal, I'm going to run your name in the ground as being lazy. That's what I would do. And it may not be that, but it sure looks like there's a lot less effort this year than last year on that team. But that's all I got. Hey, it will get better. Just ride it out, cut out the cancers, and bring in some better players. Have a good one, guys.
Thanks very much, Ted. Appreciate the phone call.
I will say this. At least I don't know that there's cancers on the team. I don't know exactly if you mean just the way they play. And there might be. I've heard zero about, like, bad attitude guys and non-fit guys. I'm being honest with that. I've heard zero of that.
And to be clear, we are asking questions and trying to figure out what's going on there. And like you say, like, that's information that's going to pop up if it's a problem. Now, I will say this. There's a difference between having cancers and not having accountable player leadership.
Great point.
And Lewis Riddick, I went back and watched again. Lewis Riddick, who's a former NFL front office guy, he knows the caliber of players, or thinks he does, the caliber of players on Clemson's team. Ben, before series, he is begging. He is on air begging individual defensive players from Clemson to take accountability. At one point, he said, the things I'm seeing are not Dabo problems or Tom Allen problems. He's like, these are problems that players alone can fix. He's like, some player needs to get in people's grill and start holding people accountable. Lewis Riddick is saying that, calling the game. And like with every series, he's like growing more and more perplexed about how this keeps happening, and he's putting more and more and more of the shock and awe and blame on the field as opposed to with the head coach and the coordinator.
Yeah. I will say, Peter Woods on the sidelines appeared to be doing what you would expect a veteran to be doing. You know, it is not every single player, but there's obviously not enough of that. Tiger Harley tweeted something texted something that I actually had this thought too. This is fun. He said, dang, we just got consoled by Seminole Ted. Man, this is bad.
Oh, that's where we are, folks. Let's go to Slooper, who's up with us next. What's up, Slooper?
Hey, Ben and Clark, how are y'all?
Doing good, man. Thanks for getting in.
Yeah, dude. Honestly, I hadn't caught it in a while, and I wasn't going to, but Ben got me on the hook there. And I want to answer your question, Ben. You're wondering. You gave examples of NIL rosters that are working, and your examples were Ohio State and Tennessee. And I think to answer your question, Ben, is to answer it this way. If you are winning in the area of NIL, yes, those rosters will keep playing. They will keep moving forward, and they will keep trying just as hard as they were in game one as in game, 13, 14. If you are winning. But when you pay and you start to lose and you start to lose your season, you will see more teams just drop off the face of the planet, just like Florida State did. If your money is invested into 18 to 22-year-old athletes and their season starts to go, they're not pro athletes. and they don't know how to handle it. I mean, they're pro athletes now. So Florida State's answer is, that's fine, you're going to get cut, and we're going to go pay somebody else. And you know what? It kind of works. Dabo's never done that, and I'm not sure he ever will do that. And that's part of this problem is, yeah, we gave a bunch of money to players, and when they saw adversity, they still have something. And there's going to be some self-preservation here too, because some of these guys know I can go transfer and get paid elsewhere. Why am I going to give all I got for a season that's over technically for me? And that's the reason why NIL and a losing roster – you're not going to have people really try hard and dig deep, Ben, for that. But I mean, yeah,
but Sleeper, I think NIL is a. Yeah. I think I am not a fan of NIL, so I am not defending NIL. I think that is a convenient target, though, for Clemson fans today. I think if we focus on NIL, we're missing bigger issues.
Like Indiana portaled their entire lineup on both sides of the ball, and they beat Illinois by 53. Those guys are getting bags. No. I mean, that's a Clemson problem, not an NIL problem.
I'm definitely not. That's not the overall problem there. That's not what I'm saying. I was just trying to answer your question, Ben. Like, what's the difference between the NIL rosters that are winning and the NIL rosters that are losing? I think you're going – basically what I'm saying is, Ben, is you're going to see a faster drop-off. You're not going to strive to get to that 6th, 7th win.
You might
those
be right.
Players are not anymore. And that's all I'm saying on that. I was going to say more into our problems is like you're talking about we got a couple linebackers. I feel so bad for Sammy Brown watching him play and play so hard, and he's out of position, and you're going, they're out of position. They're out of position because they're having to take up for other players who aren't doing their part. And so that's when problems start to happen in football, when you can't rely on your teammates to do their job. When I saw, and I'm also going to say this, it's a talent problem too. When I saw a 210-pound quarterback destroy our safety on his way to a touchdown run, at that point I knew something was wrong. It is a talent problem too as well. It's a coaching problem. It's everything. And I'm going to just leave it at this. I'll say this. Clemson fans are no different than any other fans across the nation, and nobody's going to feel sorry for us for the run that we've been on. And I don't think most Clemson fans that I've talked to feel sorry. I mean, they're not. The only thing I know that really upsets Clemson fans is when Dabo comes out and he just blasts you every time he gets, and he's been doing it for the past couple of years. And I think it's time. I think this past Saturday it was kind of he's apologizing. And he's basically apologizing to the fans. He's not going to come out and say it, but he's going to come out and say, "I'm human, dude. I made a mistake, maybe I should have listened. Maybe I should have listened a little bit harder to what was going on, but I didn't. And I'm human, and I make a mistake." And he goes, "When I hurt, I know everybody else hurts. I hurt too." He's basically saying, "Hey, man, I'm sorry. I made a mistake, and I'm going to do my best to correct it." And I just feel like. Clemson people, man, it's hard to get them off. They're always going to be with you, but you didn't need to create a problem, another problem to solve. That's all I'll say is you didn't need to create another problem to solve if you're the head coach of Clemson. You already got enough problems to solve.
Thanks very much, Sleeper. Appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, and Sleeper, and like I said earlier, I talked to a lot of people that were turned off by that last week.
When you combine that with the performance on Saturday, that's the irritation that people feel. And I think that's legit. Let's go Snap Hook in our final couple minutes here of this hour. 654 Roar is the number. What's up, Snap Hook?
Not much, guys. How are y'all?
Oh, we're doing okay. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing pretty good. You know, you touched on it. I believe Ben brought up the point as far as the effort and the, I guess, the intensity that we're seeing on the field. I agree. I mean, Sammy Brown and Wade Wood, as they're playing, as sharp as they possibly can. I think Sammy was back to what Sleeper said. He was out of position, but I think that was out of necessity, not by, design or, lack of field awareness. But from an intensity standpoint, the two things that stuck out about me to me about Saturday's game the two most intense players I saw on the field was Tristan Smith and Will Hill.
Yep.
And correct me if I'm wrong, boys, but aren't those guys transfers?
That's right. 100%.
So I guess the question is like, you know, is that mentality or that modus operandi from a transfer standpoint, do they just want it more? I mean, is it, do they have that dog in them that, you know, I'm thankful to be here, or have they not been indoctrinated into, you know, I deserve to be here, you know, getting paid to be here, or, you know, put your favorite superlative in there, but I feel like there's more effort there.
We're up against it. Sorry about that.
I couldn't agree with you more. We'll talk more about that here on the other
side. Yeah, I 100% agree with what Snapbook said there, and we'll discuss that. Plus, we'll go back to the phones in hour two.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Attention listeners, are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with the Metabolic Reset System. Their science-backed method that gets your body to burn fat first, not sugar. Plus, they're the only program where they guarantee your success and your results. I can attest, I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks. I've kept it off for years. No starving, no workouts, no risky drugs. Just a smarter system that resets your metabolism, shrinks dangerous belly fat, and keeps it off permanently. For radio listeners only, they are sweetening the pot for you by waiving your consultation fee, getting you 2 extra weeks of the program free, covering the cost of food during the program, and just for booking, you'll receive their 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. But don't wait. The guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. Call 864-644-1900 now and mention code New Year. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
Here at ATV Outfitters, we stock more ATV, UTV, motocross, and street bike products than anyone for hundreds of miles around. We have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand. We pride ourselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Come see us for the items that are readily available to get your vehicle ready for the street, trail, or mud pit. Don't buy elsewhere, or we'll both lose money. Come by the store located at 2485 Rutherford Road, Greenville today.
Tiger fans, are you all in? Then gear up with the Tiger Sports Shop, your go-to source for everything Clemson. From Nike sideline styles to exclusive Lululemon and the best selection of Clemson apparel, we've got you covered 365 days a year. Plus, by joining our Tiger Rewards loyalty program, you'll earn points and unlock exclusive perks throughout the season. Shop local at our 2 Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or order anytime at tigersports.com. All in, all the time.
Go Tigers!
You really don't need a special occasion or a special reason to shop Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Step inside the state-of-the-art Reed's Jewelers showroom and discover what tens of thousands have discovered. Award-winning customer service, exquisite diamonds for her, elegant Swiss watches for him, and professional expertise from the team at Reed's Jewelers. Jewelry and relationships that last a lifetime. That's Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Discover unbeatable value at Mattress Max Furniture, where comfort meets affordability. Transform your home with our wide selection of stylish, high-quality furniture and mattresses, all at prices you'll love. Whether you're looking to upgrade your living room, bedroom, or dining area, we have everything you need to create the perfect space. Don't miss out on our exclusive deals and promotions. Shop now at Mattress Max Furniture and experience comfort and savings like never before. Visit us today in Spartanburg or online at mattressmaxfurniture.com and make your home a haven.
It's time to give